Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Jesus Christ, friends, you're in touch with that noisy church again, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. To be exact, we're holding services right at 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Elder Lawrence Casper Staten, and I'm so glad to be able to be coming into your homes, into your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you are at this time, listening to the sound of my voice. Oh, we thank God for so many of you that are tuning in. We get so many responses that people are listening to our radio broadcast all around the country, even over across the ocean, in England and places over there. People are tuning in to our radio broadcast. And we're so glad that you have taken time to tune into this program today. We want you to know that you're in touch with a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle in your life. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Are you sick today? Are you suffering? Are you in pain? Have you been to the doctor and seem like they've done all they can do for you and they just can't get you well? Well, I want to ask you today, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Yes, the doctors have gone as far as they can go, but listen, man's extremity is God's opportunity.
Yes.
What I want you to do at this time is let your faith loosen God. I'm going to be praying for you in just a few minutes. Amen. And we're going to believe God to heal your body. Whatever your ailment is, whatever your sickness might be, Jesus Christ stripes can get you healed today. Yes. You know they whipped Jesus. Amen. And the Bible lets us to know that with his stripes on his back, we are healed. The same way that Jesus has healed others, he will heal you as well. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Why? Because he loves you just like he loves anyone else. What's going to get you well today is your faith in God. Jesus said one day, he said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Let your faith soar in God today, and we're going to believe God to turn things around this day just for you. You'll be able to go back to your doctor, and the doctor will wonder what happened. All you have to do is just tell him, I had a little talk with Jesus. And Jesus made it all right. There was that little noisy church on the air with the pastor. And he made so much noise that I couldn't help but get healed. Hallelujah. Because they were sending up praises unto God. And then the pastor prayed and rebuked the devil. And got the devil off of me. That's all you're going to have to tell him. Hallelujah. He might sit back and look at you like you're crazy. But the main thing is you're well. And you don't need his services anymore. Hey, glory. I tell you, I'm so glad for Jesus today. And I'm so glad to be walking with him. So glad to be saved. Baptized in his name and saved by his power. Jesus is the name and the Holy Ghost is the power. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the trip. Ain't struggling to get there because the way of a transgressor is hard. It's not I that's living this life, but it's the Christ that's living in me that's causing me to live this life. And I'm determined to make heaven my home. How about you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We made up our mind. We're going to keep going forward. We're going to press towards that mark and that high calling in Christ Jesus. We learned a long time ago that it's not what you've done in the past, but what you will be found doing when the Lord comes to get you. So we made up our mind that we're going to keep on up the King's highway. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If I go back now, I won't get my crown. Church door swung open. God! Lord! Change my way of thinking! Lord! Turn my mind around! Give me a mind to serve you! See ya! If you go back now, you're not gonna get no crown! Everything will be under the bridge and washed away! You've got to stay with Jesus! You got to hold out! I said you got to hold out! Strong, but it's given unto him that will hold out until the end. Thank you, Jesus. Hold out. I said, hold out. You might be pressing hard, but hold out. Enemy might be coming against you, but hold out. Things might be going wrong in your life, but hold out. Be determined that I'm going to make heaven my home. You're too close. I believe it was Professor Alex Bradford sung a song years ago. I'm too close to heaven. I can't turn around. We got to make heaven our home. Thank you, Jesus. We got to be determined that we're going to get there. We got to be determined that we're not going to let nothing turn us around. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Be determined that I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. Come on and give the Lord another hand clap if you will. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting ready to pray for you right now. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, this is Pastor Lawrence Gasper Staton. And I'm getting ready to talk to Jesus. And Jesus is going to answer. He's a prayer answering Savior. Hallelujah. He's one that's able to do more than we can ask or think. All he wants you to do is believe him. Come to him in faith. Don't come to him being wishy-washy. Saying, well, maybe, Lord, maybe we'll do it. And Lord, if it's your will, and I don't know. No, you got to have a sure thing of what you want God to do and know that he will do it according to his word. The Lord has promised. And he will perform his promises on today. Come to the radio right now. As I asked you earlier, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is right there where you are to heal your body. He's willing to do it just for you right now. Touch the radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. And let's believe God today for a miracle. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you now for the power that's in your great name to heal and cast out devils. Dear God, we thank you for these that are under the sound of my voice, that are near and far. Lord, we thank you for reaching out to them right now. Those that are sick and suffering, those that are in pain, those that don't know what to do. Oh God, those that have been to the doctors and doctors have done everything they can for them but can't get them well. But Lord, just like the woman that had the issue of blood, that suffered with so many things of the physician that still got worse, just as you healed her body just by her touching the hem of your garment. We ask you now, Lord God, to look down upon these that are hearing today this radio broadcast. Touch and heal them wherever they are. Satan, we command you by the power of the Almighty God. Take your filthy hands off of these bodies. Loose hand, come out of here. You lying wonder. We command you to come out in Jesus' name. Lord God, stretch forth your hand. Knock the devil out. Knock back demons. Knock back devils. Devils that's causing all manner of sicknesses and diseases. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We command you, man, woman, boy, and girl, to be healed by the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I plead the blood of Jesus today over your life. And I command you to be healed. Your sickness is dissolved. Yes. Your problem has been moved out the way. Yes. Your body is healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you for healing these bodies. Everywhere, Lord, thank you for working a miracle in their lives. Now, dear Jesus, we'll give your name the praise. And all the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen and amen. Come on and give the Lord a hand clap in Jesus' name. Clap those hands for Jesus and praise him. Hallelujah. That's it, my friends. You are healed now by the power of God. Well, all you got to do is believe it now. And thank God for your healing. From this moment forward, you start saying, Lord, I thank you for my healing. I am healed by the power of God. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. That's the things you got to start saying. Don't walk around saying what you're sick and that you this and that and other. And don't be no longer saying my high blood pressure. You didn't buy it. You didn't order it. So why are you claiming it? Don't no longer say my sugar diabetes. No, 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 no. Don't claim it. Start saying, Lord, I thank you. I'm healed and I don't have that no more. And you watch and see, you'll be able to go back to your very same doctor and he'll say, your sugar's down, your blood pressure's down. Amen. Everything has done change. Why? Because Jesus Christ is a healer today. Won't you give the Lord another hand clap here in the sanctuary? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember now, friends, you're listening to the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten. And I'd love to hear from you on this week. Write me this week and let me know what the Lord has done for you in your life through this radio ministry. My mailing address is Pastor Lawrence Staten. You spell my last name, S-T-A-T-O-N. Write me at Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Pastor Lawrence Staten, Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Write me this week and let me know that you're tuning into this radio broadcast. Also, we ask you to send a donation in to help us keep this radio broadcast coming to you on this radio station. We're considering some of the stations that we're on. We're considering dropping some of the stations because we haven't heard from some of y'all on some of these stations. So I don't know if you're listening or not. You know I'm here because you can hear my voice. The only way I know you're there is if I get a letter from you. So we need to hear from you now. Otherwise, your station might be one of the stations that we drop because we must know that somebody's listening in the areas that we're on the air. Again now, that mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. You can email us at ExodusHeal. That's ExodusHeal. ExodusHeal at AOL.com. And we'd like for you to call us. You can call us. Our phone number is 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. In the book of Haggai today, we want to go Haggai, the first chapter, and we want to start reading right there in the third verse. And we find the words of the Lord recorded for our reading. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put in into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit." Oh, my God. Today, God woke me up this morning with this on my mind. And he said, tell the folks, consider your ways. Yes. You know, every year around Christmas time and around the end of the year, everybody starts making up these New Year's resolutions and promising they're going to do this next year, and I'm going to do this and do that, and those and these and then others. Praise God. And then it lasts maybe a day or two. Some folks even go on a diet. And the diet might last a week or so, and they change and go back to their old ways. But God is saying to you today, consider your ways. You say you're going to do something, but then you don't own up to it, or you don't follow through on it. You say you love the Lord, but then you don't obey his word. God is saying to you, consider your ways. Consider what you're saying. There's so many people today talking about they're saved, talking about they got Christ in their life, talking about Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings in their life, and talking about he's the head of their life. Well, it's time for now for you to stop making the Lord head of your life and make him your life. Consider your ways. People are talking about they save all the time, but yet still they're still drinking and still smoking, still running around, still sweethearting, still cheating, still telling lies. God is saying, consider your ways. We're reading here in the Bible today where the prophet Haggai was prophesying and speaking to the children of God. These were the children of Israel, Judah, that had been taken into captivity. And they were in Babylon. But now they were given a chance to go back to Jerusalem. And they did like so many people today do. When the Lord blesses them and get them out of bondage and get them out of that strange place that they was in, and bring them back to a place that they know, they forget all about God. These people that God had them got back from being in Babylon, he was expecting them to come back and build the temple, rebuild the temple that had been destroyed. But you know what they did? Instead of coming back to rebuild the temple, every man went to his own house, and they started rebuilding their own house. They went back, and they got a loan from wherever, and got furniture put in their house. They got a new kitchen set. They got a new dining room set. They got a new bedroom set. They set up the living room and made it look real nice. They had chandeliers hanging in the hallways of their house. In the meantime, the house of God was in shambles. They weren't bringing nothing into the house. They weren't doing nothing to build the house of the Lord. So the Lord told them, said, listen, consider what you're doing. I'm the one that brought you out of Babylon. I'm the one that got you back to Jerusalem. I didn't get you back to Jerusalem for you to forget me. How many today are listening to my voice? God has blessed you with a good paying job. God has blessed you with money, and you ain't paid tithes, you ain't come to church, you busy doing everything else, you go everywhere you want to go, amen, you spend your money everywhere else. In the meantime, the house of the Lord is lacking because you have forgotten God. God is saying, consider your ways. Amen. Don't always think that God's going to be like the good fairy. When you call him and he's there to answer you and put a dollar on your pillow. You know, when we was kids, that's what they used to tell us. They pull your tooth and they say you put it on the pillow and the good fairy will come give you a dollar or a quarter. Praise God. We knew it wasn't good fairy. We knew it was that mother or father doing that. But some people want to treat God like that. Lord, I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to come to church, but I want you to bless me. I don't want to obey your word, but I want you to bless me. Well, listen, my people, don't be like the children of Israel. Get back into a good place and then forget God. Moses told the children of Israel, said, listen, you're going into the promised land, but when you get over there, don't forget God. Many of you today, under the sound of my voice, you have forgotten God. You don't give no money to the church. You don't pay your tithes. You don't even come to church. You sit up and listen to the radio like you're doing now, listening to me. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you never send me a dime, I'm going to tell you the truth, because my main concern is your soul, not your pocketbook. God is saying today, consider your ways. Consider what you're doing and change. He gave them the answer saying, go and build the temple back. Build it back up. But you've determined in your mind, I'm too busy fixing up my house. I'm too busy doing what I need to do at home. God says, is it time for you to dwell in those steel houses, in those fine houses you done built up, and then let the house of the Lord go to waste? He said, consider your ways. Consider what you're doing. He said, now look at what you're doing. You eat a whole lot, but you're not full. You sow a whole lot in your fields, but your crop comes up little. You put on a lot of clothes. You're out there buying all those fashionable clothes. But you're still not satisfied. You're not warm. You're not happy with what you got. Some of y'all listen to me today. Y'all got 20 pairs of shoes. And all of them hurt your feet. Can't wear them. Put them on. You go to crimping and crying. Amen? God says you earn wages. You go to work every day. But it's like taking your money and putting it in bags with holes in it. Go right through your pocket, right into somebody else come pick it up. Fast as you make the money, something goes wrong. Something goes wrong in the house. Pipe busted. Window broke. Door falling off the hinges. Car needs fixing. God says, if you don't take care of my house, I'm not going to take care of yours. Just as simple as that. I know I ain't preaching and whooping and hollering and swinging off the chandeliers today, but I want you to get this. Because many of y'all think that y'all can just do God any kind of way and then feel like, oh, well, he's a forgiving God. God is a God of justice. He's a righteous God. And if you treat him any kind of way, the same, what did God's word say? You're going to reap what you sow. What you put out is going to come back to you. What goes around comes back around. Y'all don't hear me here today. Mm-hmm. He said, consider your ways. He said, now, since you done did all what you done did for y'all, consider what you done did now and consider that my house is laying waste. He said, I'll give you the opportunity to straighten that out and to change that. He said, go up to the mountain and bring the wood and build a house, and I will take pleasure in it. When you change what you're doing that's wrong, God doesn't hold it against you. Now he's pleased with you. But when you continue to doing wrong, like the next verse says, still acting unbeen told to come to church,